This is the Hidden Why Podcast, episode 553, The Power of Vulnerability, Teachings on Authenticity, Connection and Courage, a book by Brené Brown. Enjoy the show. G'day, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Hidden Why Podcast, my book reflections. How the heck are you guys? I hope you're very well. Guys, I love books. I freaking love books. I believe books have the power to transform lives. It was Warren Buffett that said that the most important investment you can make is the investment in yourself. The investment in oneself will not only raise the quality of our life, it will also help improve the lives of everyone else around us. Books can assist us to improve within the six fundamental life principles: health, growth, relationships, expression, contribution, and significance. And when we massage these elements continually in our lives, we'll move into heightened levels of liberty, fulfillment, and happiness. I'm a living testament to the nourishment the books deliver. They are like the manure to our soul. They help us shift perspectives, raise awareness, develop understanding, discover greater purpose, seek truth, nurture compassion, and transform lives. A few years back, I set myself the goal of reading more. The target was to read a book a week, and that's why this segment exists. It held me accountable to that goal, and now it's a sustainable habit that I'm absolutely grateful for. By sharing these books, guys, I hope to encourage and inspire you to read more. It also provides me a platform to express my thoughts and increase my understandings of what I've learned. This is the Hidden Why Podcast, guys. This is my book reflections. If you'd like to support the show, you can do so by purchasing any of the books that you hear in this review through the links at thehiddenwhy.com. Guys, that's it for me. I hope you enjoy today's book reflection. I'll speak at the other end. Enjoy the show. G'day, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to this week's book reflection. How are you? I hope you're very well. Guys, my name's Lee Muntlitzy, the host of the show. Today is my book reflection, and today I'm reviewing an audio book. It's more of an audio course. It is titled The Power of Vulnerability, Teachings on Authenticity, Connection, and Courage, and it is by Brené Brown. So Dr. Brené Brown has become one of my new favorite people, and she's become a favorite person ever since I watched her TED Talk, which is actually titled The Power of Vulnerability. I've been hooked just on the wisdom and the knowledge that she shares on this topic. So Brené has spent over a decade researching the topic of vulnerability, and she would describe or define this as uncertainty, risk, and emotional exposure. That is what vulnerability is, which I think is a great explanation for vulnerability, because it's one of those words that I really don't quite understand, but now I have a much more in-depth knowledge of vulnerability, and not only what the word means, but how it plays a critical role in our lives as well. She'd further say that vulnerability is neither a good or bad emotion, but the essence to all emotions, and that when understood and cultivated, it will allow us to walk into a greater sense of meaning, purpose, and joy in life. And I think that's something that we could all say that we, you know, do want more of. So Brené presents an entire course on the topic of vulnerability in this audiobook. In it, she brilliantly covers her insights and research on this topic, and she also shares lessons and practices that we can use to bring vulnerability to the forefront of our lives. So instead of allowing vulnerability to block out negative emotions such as fear, shame, or uncertainty, which is why vulnerability usually comes to the forefront, we can actually use it to breathe more good feelings into our lives, like love and happiness. And again, that's what we want more of. Brené describes that people who can lead their lives from a place of vulnerability are more wholehearted. They live more wholehearted lives. They are aware of how vulnerability plays a critical role in their lives and also their self-awareness. They can work to defeat the limiting behaviors and self-defeating shields and boundaries they put up as a result, and in doing so, discover an abundant life. One of the insights that stuck with me since I watched her TED Talk, and again, it was repeated in this audio course, was her idea, this idea about numbing emotions. She states that we are the most in-debt, obese, addicted, medicated adult cohort in history. And the reason being is that we try to numb our emotions in the face of vulnerability. Now, I did write on this after watching her TED Talk as well, but she would further explain that we cannot selectively numb emotions. When we numb the painful emotions, we are also effectively numbing any of the positive ones as well. And that's kind of pointless, I think you would agree. So if you're feeling sad and you go out there to drink, you're numbing that sadness. But in doing so, you also numb out the happiness. Now, in the short term, that might not appear the case, but certainly in my experience, I know that it is definitely the case. We can't selectively numb emotions. I just love that. So when we are vulnerable, we are better able to feel all emotions, and that is what we want. I think the positive ones make us feel alive, but I'd even say that being able to experience the negative ones, those that bring us feelings of risk, uncertainty, exposure, and uncomfortableness are also beneficial for making us feel alive. They are beneficial for our well-being and also for the quality of relationships in our lives. Operating from a place of vulnerability has many benefits. Firstly, I believe it is a more natural state of being. It encourages us to live into authenticity, and this is a much more way to live life. Hiding behind our masks of vulnerability causes us not only mental anxiety and a lack of psychological safety and unease, but it is also associated with many limiting behaviors, because when we feel this lack of psychological safety, we are more prone to behaviors that perhaps aren't our natural state. And when they're not integral to the way we really want to be, it causes a level of stress, anxiety, and that is not good. Not to mention that we're probably not as we're not as comfortable in those behaviors. We probably find more shame and fear and exposure when we do so. So being more being aligned and being more authentic in how we really are is just a much more comfortable state to behave. And when we do that, I think it helps everything, not only how we behave and the effectiveness of that behavior, but how it actually results in the performance of our day-to-day lives. And I don't mean in a success manner or in our professional lives, but just our performance overall, how we're feeling. Like when we feel more ourselves, when we feel greater, I think that's going to help us live greater lives. And that's what I sort of took away from listening to this audio book by Brené Brown. So these behaviors that I talk about, so when we do feel that anxiety, etc., these behaviors are really the methods that we try to use to battle shame, fear, and the exposure that are harmful to ourselves and often less caring, empathetic, and grateful towards others and life itself. Vulnerability brings more power into our lives. It is the essence to authentic self-expression, the gateway to creativity, belongingness, love, significance, and freedom. And I think all that results in a greater state of joy or happiness. Brené shares 10 guideposts that, when understood and practiced, can help us cultivate a wholehearted life, the key to an engaged and purposeful existence. And that's really what I get out of this. The guideposts that she shares are fantastic. And as Brené brings humor and authenticity herself to the entire program, it is absolutely a really entertaining listen, but also much more easily understood and absorbed as well. She is, she's very humorous, and I think I love that about this program as well. And so authentic, so, you know, present and vulnerable herself. And I think that really just highlights how much she has learned from her research on this topic. And now she shares it to other people to hopefully help us all be a little bit more vulnerable. So I won't go into sharing each one of these 10 guideposts. I'll just share one that I found really insightful. And that was how we naturally tend to forebode joy instead of being comfortable with joy. So joy is one of those emotions that we want. We all desire more of this state of being. And I believe that's what motivates a lot of us to do what we do in life every day. Whether you realize that or not, I think whatever you do to get out of bed is because you wish to move in to a greater state of joy in life. And that might be sort of longer lived, deeper state of joy, or it might just be short moments of joy and experiences that bring us that. So what she says is that when we forebode joy is that we get to that point of joy, and rather than really experience them, we attempt to move out of them. We attempt to deny that joy from really just being present and really being in that moment. And Brené explains this in her book and goes in to suggest that when we practice gratitude, we can better experience the compelling benefits of joy. She has a great example of how she foreboded joy in her life. And she uses the example of she had this great night, a romantic night with her partner. And they were coming home. It was all good. And then her kids were being babysat at the time, so hopefully in bed. And they were talking about that in the car. Look, I hope the kids are asleep by now. It'd be terrible if we came home to see them awake. This has been such a great night. And she really expresses it in much greater detail than I can here. But basically, she says they walk through the front gate. And then rather than just being present in that moment of joy with her partner, she then said, oh, what happens if we walk through the door and a gunman came in and shot everyone down and the nurse came out and the babysitter came out and, you know, she was running out frantic and screaming. And that was just that moment where she was forbidding joy. And her mind just decided to, rather than experience that moment of joy, she started to look for other things that could disrupt that. And I think that's what we do sometimes in joy. And I could certainly relate, you know, when I feel in that moment of joy, I'm trying to look for things that are negative or things that are going to disrupt that joy. So I found that really interesting. So she's got ideas around that. And again, that practice of gratitude can really help us overcome that just by being grateful for the moment, grateful for who we are now and what we've got now, rather than always trying to run forward to the future, trying to predict what's going to come next. Now, we are creatures of prediction, but we don't need to forbade joy to do that. So, yeah, really interesting point anyway. Have a read. It's further explained in there, obviously. So this is one of my favorite favorite audio books in 2017. It has excited me and inspired me to dive into more of Brené Brown's other works, including her book Daring Greatly, which is another one that I'll be reviewing soon. So keep your ears out for that one as well. So I gained a great deal from all this audio course, guys, and I think you will too. So I hope you enjoy it. Thanks for tuning in to this episode, and we'll speak at the other end. Peace, passion, peace. There you have it, guys. That is this week's book reflection segment. I hope you enjoyed it. Hope you enjoyed my review of the book or podcast, depending on which episode you're listening to. And if anything, had some inspiration to go out there and check it out, pick up a copy of the book or have a listen to the particular podcast if you haven't already. Guys, you can support the show by using the links at thehiddenwire.com to purchase any of the books that I do review here. So if you use those links, you can purchase all your Amazon goods and that does support the show. I've also got a deal with Audible. I love books and one of the ways I get to read more books is by listening to them. And Audible has hundreds and thousands of titles there that you can choose from. So at the moment, I've got a deal with Audible. You get two free books when you sign up for a 30-day free trial. Fantastic deal, so check that out as well. Other than that, guys, if you do love what I'm putting down here, you can support the show in a number of other different ways. Number one is by leaving us a review on iTunes. That'd be fantastic. It's a 1-to-5-star review and a brief comment. You can also share any of the episodes you love using the social media links there as well. So share the love, share the passion, share the joy. And other than that, guys, just connect with me. Connect with me at thehiddenwire.com. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast and my email list is there as well. And reach out to me. Let me know what you think of the show. I love getting some feedback and I love the questions that come through as well. So if you have any questions of your own or suggestions, please reach out to me through that link. Other than that, guys, you know what to do. You need to go out there and breathe more passion into every single moment. Do everything with greater purpose. And in doing so, you will discover your hidden why. This is The Hidden Why. My name is Lee Mullinsey. And until next time, see you later.